Okay. Is this thing on?
Okay, so I feel like we should talk about how we got here.
How do people do this?
How do they look at each other?
How do people do this? Like,
well, we're just talking. It's because we rehearsed it. That's why we feel weird.
That's so true.
That's why we just had to start.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I have to hold this kind of away because I feel like I'm going to be booming into it.
Let's just say I was approached about 2 weeks ago. This has happened very quickly.
It was only 2 weeks ago?
I think so.
And that's something about Libby. She's going to get the ball rolling.
Yeah. I'm going to make the Google Doc.
She's going to make the Google Doc and she's going to make stuff happen.
I'm going to make the mood board. So I was approached 2 weeks ago by Remedy with a proposal. And it was...
Libby, I think I need you to be the co-host to my podcast.
Yeah.
So my backstory, I've kind of had some people over the past few years kind of just always tell me, like, you should do a podcast. Like, you have so much to say. And I'm like, that's so true. I have so much to say. And so I was like, yeah, I should start a podcast. That would be so enjoyable. I love listening to podcasts. Nobody wanted to do a podcast with me. So I was like, okay, I guess I'm doing this thing by myself. I was gifted in January this microphone that I'm speaking on by my friend Ellie.
Wow, shout out Ellie.
She was like, it's time for you to take this seriously. You need to record a podcast this year. It was one of my New Year's resolutions. And I was like, okay. And then I didn't think about it for a long time. I couldn't come up with a name for a really long time. I couldn't get past the fact that I needed to do it with somebody. And then one day I was hanging out with Libby 2 weeks ago. And I was just like, oh, it's Libby. Like, Libby's supposed to be my podcast co-host. So, yeah, I approached her and she said, yeah.
I said, yeah. I said, why not?
You know, if anyone out there knows us personally and they see the two of us, microphones in hand, you hate to see us coming.
Running the opposite direction.
I'm thinking of specific people who, when they find out that the two of us are doing this,
it's going to be an uproar.
Are going to like rip their hair out.
No, we're going to get some hate.
But that's part of the...
That's part of the whole thing. That's part of the reason we're doing this.
It's also part of the reason this is called what it's called. Yeah. The thing about me and Libby is we fabricate in our brains that people care about what we're doing a lot more.
And this
more.
Is a perfect example.
A lot more than they actually care.
Absolutely.
We'll be at a social setting. Mm-hmm. Like us two in the corner talking loudly or like doing something, like just playing. And we're like, oh my gosh, everyone probably thinks we're so annoying.
And no one even knows we're there. They've learned to ignore us. So here we are making our voices heard.
Like, you can't ignore us for much longer now, can you? Want to be at the top of the charts. You're going to be forced to listen.
True. So anyways, that's why this podcast is named this. We haven't said it.
Have we said the name yet?
We haven't.
Yeah, obviously you like see it if you're listening. So anyways, should we say like a little bit about ourselves or like is that not relevant right now?
I don't know.
We're going to have a lore episode soon.
We're going to have a lore episode because there is a lot to unpack and a lot that we won't even unpack.
No. Today I was driving home from work and I was like, ugh, like I want to talk to Libby about that. Like, praise God we're doing the podcast.
Totally.
And then I was like, I can't talk about that on the podcast.
No. Totally. And I think I know what it probably was about. No. Well, then I have no idea. I mean, it could be so many things.
It wasn't.
No, there's plenty of things we won't be able to talk about on the podcast. Yeah. But there are plenty of things we will.
We will.
We'll find things. I'm not worried.
Something I get concerned about with podcasts, or not concerned about, but I wonder, on podcasts like this, when there are two friends, mm-hmm. like when they are sitting down talking to each other about their week during the podcast, have they really not told each other those things?
Are they really clueless?
Are they?
Can they speak to you?
For sure. It's like, is this actually going to like constrain our friendship and it's going to be like us in real life? Like, oh, I can't talk to you because I need to save that for the podcast.
I'm going
to
be saying that in Remedy. You're going to be saying, no, shut up. Just tell me.
Just go ahead and tell me and then we'll talk about it on the podcast.
Yeah. That's yeah. Yeah. Well, should we just talk about life then?
Yeah.
Well, life recently has been really exciting. And mm-hmm. when when I was approached with this proposal, I told Remini, we need to start as soon as possible because we have so many exciting things happening in our individual lives and in our shared life. Yeah. And they have already passed, but we're still going to talk about them. Mm-hmm. But there is more to come. You're right.
Yes. Let's talk first about yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Yesterday was Libby's birthday, everyone. Yay. Wow.
Wow. And I really love my birthday.
How she loves your birthday and she loves other people's birthdays, celebrating events. Birthdays. How old did you turn yesterday, Libby?
27.
And how do you feel about 27?
I feel really awesome. I've been telling people, I distinctly remember waking up on my 7th birthday and having this existential moment of like, I am 7 years old. Mm-hmm. This is really crazy. I can't believe I'm so old. Which honestly, like, that's a big age.
That is a big age.
Yeah. Like, turning 7 is huge. So, and then I had a really great time when I was 17. And I was really sad to turn 18 because I was no longer going to be a dancing queen. Mm-hmm. First time I went to Europe. Had fun experiences. I don't remember much. I just remember it being a good vibe.
Yeah.
So then I realized, wow, 27, like, it feels like a cute age. It feels fun. It feels exciting. So I'm feeling good about 27.
Good.
Yeah.
I was at lunch with two people today, and we were talking about something. I don't really remember exactly what, but I asked the question, like, when we get to the very end of our lives and we look back, what is actually going to be our best year? And is it 17 for everybody?
Wow, 17 was which, really like, awesome.
It's not. I'm sure some people have had horrible 17th years 17. Of life.
I had hard times too, but it was still good.
For sure.
It was the number.
The number 17, it's awesome. Wait, did you know that it's my number?
No, I didn't know that.
I'm not going to say it's my lucky number. But it's like my favorite number.
Jersey?
Yeah, if I got to be on a football team and choose my number, it would be 17.
Honestly, if I had a friend who had played football, it would have been Remedy, to be honest. Like, if you told me, like, yeah, I was a sophomore in high school, I was on my football
team. I was the kicker.
Like, I would say, okay. I wouldn't be that surprised.
No. No.
But no, that's not true.
No, it's just, I like the number 17.
It's a good one.
Anyways, okay, so feeling excited about 27.
Feeling excited about 27. Yesterday, I also voted for the very first time, and I just felt really proud of myself.
Yeah.
I wasn't planning on it, and I did. And I just felt like such an adult.
So we're proud of you.
That was awesome.
We went to dinner last night for Libby's birthday.
We did.
But have we had your party yet?
No, my party is coming up. And it's going to be in the room right next to where we are sitting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing a birthday cafe. Not very unique or brand new idea, but I'm going to make cinnamon rolls. I love to bake. I'm making cinnamon rolls. Yeah. My friend Abigail is making birthday cake scones.
Those are going to be so good.
I'm very excited. And then what else? Oh, my very favorites. Croissants, my almond croissants that I love from Sola Bakery. Love you, Sola. And Remedy is going to be the barista.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how long it lasts before
our other friend takes over.
We'll see.
Yeah, because ask me how many lattes I've made in my life.
How many? I'm genuinely curious.
None.
I thought you've been getting tutorials.
Well, I realized the other day I was supposed to be getting I was supposed to be getting lessons from my roommate, but she left town yesterday and won't be back for 2 weeks. But my other roommate, who's getting back tomorrow, knows how, and she's going to give me a tutorial, hopefully, and it will be fine. It's not hard. It's just, like, figuring out the machine. I can do the ingredients. Like, I know what a good latte tastes like.
But that doesn't mean you can make it. I know what a good...
All I have to be able to do is turn the beans into liquid via the machine, and that's not going to be hard. I watch her do it.
Yeah, but there's something else to be said about the milk, and I don't know. But Abigail has the same machine.
Me, like, disappointing Libby right now.
No,
she's excited for the cafe.
Well, because you made it sound like I've been getting lessons. Like, it's been an active
thing. I said I can get lessons, and then I've been a little bit busy.
She also is apparently making a banner.
I am making a banner. And okay. Libby texted me two nights ago or last night and was like, also, do you still feel good about the banner?
I just had to make sure you weren't overwhelmed.
I know. She was being kind, but also at the same time, I like I'm the type of person that it's like, I'm not going to say I'm going to do something unless I do. Like,
that's true.
And that goes both ways. Like, if I don't want to do something,
you're not gonna do it.
I will not do it. And if I say that I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, yes, your banner will be made and it'll be so cute. I was literally thinking about ideas today.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Mm-hmm.
One of the main reasons I chose to have a birthday cafe was so that my babies can come. I have two friends
She doesn't have babies.
I don't
herself.
Have babies myself, but I have two friends who had babies, and they're both precious little girls, and I wanted them to be able to come.
And they're going to come. Avery was babysitting her the other day.
Oh, my gosh.
And they were watching the Eras tour.
Shut up.
And she was, like, waving her arms, screaming, laughing. She was loving it.
Shut up about that.
Avery was screaming, of course. I know. I'll tell Avery you need to see that footage. She showed it to me, and I immediately was like, Libby's going to flip.
I'm aghast.
That's aghast.
Amazing.
So we have Libby's birthday party coming up, and we're excited for that. Also, some fun things we just did recently.
Oh, my gosh.
Last week was a big week for us.
It was huge. That's the only reason we didn't record last week.
Yeah, we would have loved to record last week. We just did not have the time.
This time last week, we were buying...
It's 6:48.
This time last week, we were buying our merch at the one and only Short and Sweet Tour.
Spooky edition. We went to Sabrina Carpenter's concert last week, and it was perfect. We love her so much. We're big fans of Sabrina.
Big fans. It was really special.
Libby became her fan 2 years. Was it 2 years ago?
Two years ago.
I think it was two years ago.
2 years ago. Yeah.
It was 2 years ago. This is something I will say, and then I'll never say it again. But while everybody was listening to Midnights when it first came out, I was listening to Emails I Can't Unsend.
I can't send.
A fake fan.
Literally.
That's awkward. Let's go ahead and edit that out. Starting over. Which, if you know what that is, it's Sabrina Carpenter's last album. And I became really obsessed with it, and I was asking all my friends, have you heard this? Have you listened to this? You guys need to listen to this. And I went to Libby's birthday, and we were listening the whole time.
And it was really stormy, and there were tons of tornado warnings.
Yeah.
And so the song Tornado Warnings was so special and silly because we were listening to it, and she sang it. At the concert.
She sang it last week.
And honestly, it felt like kind of a niche song for her to sing.
For
sure. So it was awesome.
For sure.
Oh,
it was
so
fun.
Special, so.
But I went to her last concert for the Emails I Can't Send tour in New Orleans in a tiny, tiny, tiny venue.
So awesome.
And it was all standing room, and it was so wonderful, and I loved it every second of it then. But last week, it was just so special. She's like... was so proud of her. I'm just proud of her. And it was so fun, of course, also.
So fun.
She's so for the girls.
Mm-hmm.
We love Sabrina. Love. So we did that.
Oh, my gosh.
And then the next day, we played in Dallas for a little bit.
It was awesome. Had a best day ever.
Best day ever. That's something about us. We like to have a Dallas best day ever. We've had two so far in our friendship.
Just two.
Just two, but we'll keep having them.
No, we'll be more.
And we went to the best mall in America, if you know what it is. North Park Center.
Nothing compares. And they opened a Glossier.
Mm-hmm.
They're opening a Free People Movement. It just keeps getting better.
It keeps getting better. It's such a good mall. And we ate at Eatsy's, and we went to a bookstore.
And Remedy bought a book.
I bought a book?
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge development. There.
We'll get into the books, and we'll get into the book saga and book club.
Book club. We'll need to, that'll be a whole thing.
We'll need to talk about book club.
Yeah.
And then we came home.
Wow.
And we had 2 hours until me and my roommates were hosting a crazy Halloween party.
My roommates and I.
Oh. Teacher alert.
No, that's me growing up with a dad who grew up with a mom who was an English teacher, and he would never let me live this down.
I've genuinely never learned that rule.
It's the way you say it is if you were just saying it like, I threw a party. You wouldn't say me threw a party. So you say my roommates and I.
Threw a party. Okay. So my roommates and I, we had 2 hours until my roommates and I were throwing a Halloween party. And the house that I live in is kind of like one of those passed down houses.
Awesome.
It, that like a group of girls lived in, and then one gets married and someone else moves in, like that type of vibe. And this house for the past at least 4 years, as I know it, has always thrown a Halloween party. And so this was the second one that I threw. And what?
I'm just remembering the biggest aspect of the party.
The bull.
The bull.
We had...
I mean, it...
It was too much, might I say.
It was too much. But it was the centerpiece.
Yeah.
It moved the entire party outside.
Yeah.
Because normally it's inside.
Yeah.
And I didn't step foot inside all night.
No. Which I felt kind of sad about. A reason I loved last year's party was because it was such house party vibes.
It
there
was.
Were so many people inside of this house.
Mm-hmm.
And then this year, it was outside because we had a literal mechanical bull in the backyard. And it was fun. The theme was spooky Western. So a mechanical bull only made sense. I did the mechanical bull three times.
Three times.
And I've got a crazy, crazy...
Still?
Yeah.
Bruise.
Bruise to prove it.
Girl, well, let me just say, that is something about Remedy. Her legs.
No.
If she gets a bruise or she gets a cut, it is, like, really bad looking.
It's really bad.
And it looks like she's, like, has been in the hospital or something. But really, it's just, like, she was on a mechanical bull three times. A mechanical bull.
A mechanical bull.
A mechanical bull.
Bull. But, yeah. So we did Halloween. What were you, Libby?
I was Texas Hold'em. Me and my friend Abigail made these like felt card costumes. And people didn't like love it as much as I thought they would. As in, they didn't really like it.
People like you guys looked cute. There was just a factor of like no one knew you were Texas Hold'em. They just thought you were playing cards.
But it's like, why would we be playing cards? But here's the thing. No one asked. No one said, what are you? And so I'm not going to say hi.
I'm Texas Hold'em.
So if you don't ask, you're never going to know. Yeah. I was going to be a witch, but I just was never super excited about it.
She planned for a long time.
I was
going to
be a witch for a long time. Because this is something else. This year it was October 31st, but normally on November 1st, we are already talking about and sending each other ideas for what we're going to dress up for Halloween.
Yes.
We talk about it all year. This summer, me and Remedy are in a pool. We are in a pool and it is July, and we are talking about what we are going to be for Halloween. No joke. And I think that's when you decided vampire, though.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, I was kind of talking about witch, but I was also talking about other things. And then... It's week of, and I'm completely planning a new outfit. It doesn't matter, because I'm always going to think something else is better than what I have. But that, like, our costume was really good. It just wasn't the kind of good that this party was looking for.
100%.
Because our friend who dressed as a mummy, she looked awesome, and it deserved to win.
Yeah.
No, like,
she put in the most effort.
Like, we stayed. We wanted to go home, but we said we need to stay because she might win. And that was the vibe of someone who it's like, you didn't honestly put in that much effort, but it's such an awesome and like funny costume where you like kind of look bad.
For sure.
You only win if you look bad. Except for sure the person who won didn't look bad.
He didn't look bad. It was just creative. Extremely creative.
It was. Ugh.
He dressed as 75 hard.
It was pretty good.
And this year he was...
a shark bite victim.
He was Bethany White.
Oh my gosh.
Wait.
Is that her name?
No, Bethany White.
Who's Bethany White?
Bethany White. You know Melinda White. Remember one time I called her Belinda?
I wish we could keep this.
I know, that'd be so funny. It's just like, shout out Bethany. No, what's that girl's name who got her arm bit off by a shark? Bethany Hamilton.
Hamilton.
He was Bethany Hamilton and his fiance was a shark. Oh my gosh. So anyways, like, it's just all been a little bit too much. Us thinking about our costumes for 364 days and switching them at the last minute.
That's not too much. I don't know what is. I don't know what is.
Oh, man. So anyways, yeah. And then we have some, I don't know, after your birthday, do we really have anything fun coming up?
Friendsgiving.
Oh, my gosh. We have Friendsgiving, which has been a debacle. Oh, we were about to move on to something else really quickly.
What was it?
Like before we circled back to
Friendsgiving.
We could always go listen, but it feels unnecessary.
Well, how long is that? I don't know how
I
to read that
know. Time. I can't read the time either.
Has it been like it's been way more than 11 minutes.
Yeah.
Why is it like that?
I don't know. We're using GarageBand, you guys.
Because like it really has been a while.
I feel like we've been talking for a long. Okay, I texted my mom. Let's look here. I texted my mom.
It's been like an hour.
And I said, about to record a podcast with Libby. Text you in a bit at 6:26, and it's 7:08.
Oh my gosh. So it's been like 40 minutes?
40 minutes.
That kind of checks out.
Yeah.
Is there anything else we need
to
say?
She said, how cute. Oh. I don't know. I feel like there was something. There was one more thing we were talking about. Wow. Zuckabowza. So anyways.
If you've gotten this far, proud of you.
Thanks for sticking around. Let's give a shout out.
To?
I don't know. I want to give a shout out. And so you come up with somebody to give a shout out to.
Okay.
The shout out, I want to give a shout out to the girls of the ranch. Aww. I feel like there could be a decent amount of you guys listening. And if you are, literally, you guys are the ones who really convinced me to do this. Aww. And so love you guys. Hope you're listening. Okay. Who's your shout out to?
I don't have a shout out to anyone like that because no one ever has told me to do a podcast before.
Except for me.
Except for Remedy. So I think my shout out is to all of the friends who were excited when they heard and who were very like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to listen.
Yeah. Okay. If you are listening and you want us to talk about anything specific or just like have any ideas for us, then text us because
realistically you have our numbers if you're listening.
No, 100%. And we want your input, but we want to eventually do a segment. Some ideas we've thought of. I feel like our next episode should be our lore episode. Just Remedy and Libby lore.
Scares me.
It doesn't have to be like, we don't have to go into like super detail, but even just like the lore of our friendship.
Totally.
And then.
It's interesting.
It really is interesting.
And to us.
To us at least. You guys are going to be like, okay.
Okay.
You weren't friends and then you were. Cool. and then what other things are we going to talk about soon? We both have really interesting jobs.
We do.
We'll talk about that sometimes.
Yeah, we have jobs that have funny stories. Very different jobs, but also kind of the same.
Yeah.
Not the same, similar.
Yeah. And we might bring a friend on.
Yeah.
Sometime. No time
soon,
probably.
So if you're interested, we might not let you on, but if you're interested, you can always
audition.
Express interest.
And then that's it. That's kind of it.
But really, though, thank you for listening. I've had a really fun time.
I've had a fun time, too.
And you know what I've noticed? When we first started this recording, we were both so nervous. And now we're both lounging.
Like laying down on the couch.
Talking. So this is a good sign that we're feeling more comfortable just by the end of our first episode. And honestly, can I say, like, thinking about this, I've been excited thinking like, oh, I can't wait to like, oh, get to talk about this on the podcast with Remedy.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be a fun thing to get to talk about things.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, guys, we have so much stuff to talk about. We have like too much stuff to talk about. Okay. Well, I'm Remedy.
And I'm Libby.
And that was too much. Bye.
Bye.